Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey, everybody. It's Josh, and I'm back with another Quick Takes episode. Okay, this one, I'm not going to say I'm proud of this episode. Why? Because I'm going to make some confessions to you. I'm not proud of those, but hey, that's what confession time is for, right? Is to tell people about the things we've done that we're not necessarily that proud of. And in this Quick Takes episode, I'm going to admit to some games that are great games that I have never finished. And I feel like it's time to get that off my chest. So here we go. Let's dive in a little bit. But first, thank you guys for supporting the show. Honestly, it means the world to us. We wouldn't be doing this podcast still without you. We've been doing this for 2 years now. We have something like 300 episodes. And I'll be honest, it's a lot of work. It ain't easy all the time. But if it wasn't for people like you that are actually supporting the show and making this possible, I think Paul and I probably would not be doing this still. So thank you from Paul and myself to the other listeners out there. Thank you because you're making this podcast possible for them as well. You're doing your good deed for the world. All right. Here we go, guys. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to list off a few games that I have never beaten. Now, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know that I suffer from what I call game ADD. That doesn't mean that I can't stick with a game for a while, because I certainly can. There's a lot of games out there that I've put 80 to 100 hours in, but I have this issue where if I don't play a game for like 2 weeks, I will never pick that game up again. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I'll leave it on my computer for like 2 months and I'll look at the icon and I'll go, yeah, I should probably play that game, but I just can't bring myself to click it. I don't know why that is. Why is 2 weeks of not playing something reason that my brain just completely shuts it down at that point and then goes, yeah, we don't remember where we left off, or you've played that game already. We don't need to play it again. You know what it's about. I don't know. Honestly, it bugs me because there's some great games that I'm sure have amazing endings, or maybe they even get better during the end game. There's a lot of games like that. And I fully admit that I am missing out on this stuff, but you know, for whatever reason, like I said, just couldn't finish it. All right. So I'm going to get started out here. My first confession, and this game is great. I was blown away with this game when I picked it up, is Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, this game famously was not available for PC at first. It was a PlayStation exclusive. It's got robotic dinosaurs. It's got a very cool style to the game where it's like you're primitive, but there's technology. I remember in the watching the gameplay trailers, you're fighting these monstrously large robo dinosaur things and breaking off parts of them and collecting that. And I thought, man, this game looks really, really cool. I wish I had my PlayStation for this. And then it came to PC, and I was so excited to pick it up. I bought it right away. I loaded it up. I got sucked into it big time. I thought the intro to the game was incredible. The first few hours make you care about some characters more than any other video game that I have played. It really pulls at the heartstrings. I just remember thinking like, oh man, I found my next favorite like action RPG type game, because the combat in Horizon Zero Dawn, super fun. Their progression is great. The story is great. There's just nothing that I did not like about this game. I played it. I probably have 15 hours in it. I don't remember what happened. I think it was a little buggy, or at the time the PC port wasn't that great. I just remember something came up. Maybe it was because of the podcast. I don't know, but you know, I stopped playing it for a little while. I didn't play it for like 4 or 5 days. I remember jumping back in. I was like, ooh, I did it. I started playing again before I hit that just point of no return. Put in a few more hours, got stuck on a mission or a fight or something. Life got busy. I hadn't played it for like 5 days. I remember going, oh, I should play that game. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to play Rocket League instead or whatever. And then next thing you know, 2 weeks have gone by. I've not played Horizon Zero Dawn. Literally sat installed on my computer for probably like 4 months. And I never played it again. I was getting low on space. And I finally just deleted it because I was like, I'm never going to hop into this game. I know that's a crime. I'm admitting it. If you've played this game, please tell me how stupid I am, because I hear it gets better and better actually as it goes along. But it is just, it's a shame. I know it, and there's nothing that I didn't like about it. So that's a game that I know I'll probably never go back to. Okay, next one on the list, Fallout 4. Now, I love the Fallout series, and I've played just about every game in the Fallout series, and I've beaten all of them. Fallout 4, I feel like I made it 90% of the way through that game. I know I was at the end game, and the exact same thing happened. I knew I was close to beating it. I had done a lot of the side quests and stuff like that. And for whatever reason, I just didn't play it for like a week. And then I even told myself, hey, you need to finish that. You're close to the end. And then, yeah, I'll play it in a few days. And then a few days went by. And then I go, oh, yeah, I got to finish Fallout 4. And then a few days went by and I never touched it again. Is that a crime? I don't know. It's not my favorite Fallout, to be honest with you. There's a lot that I like about Fallout 4, but I had some complaints about it. And maybe that's what helped with my inability to actually get to the end of that. I enjoyed my time with it for sure, but I just never actually beat it. This next one is going to be a shocker for a lot of people because I have argued this game with Paul a lot, because he says that one of his all-time favorite games is Dragon Age Origins, which I did play and beat. I have argued that I think Dragon Age Inquisition is the better game. I think it's more modern. I think it's, you know, more pleasing in a lot of ways. Maybe the character arcs aren't quite as good as Origins was, but I think it's a lot easier as an entry to the Dragon Age series to pick up the one that's a lot more modern and has aged well. This is another one where I made it about 75% of the way through the game. I was there. My characters were all super high level. I was just strong as could be. I think I have probably 60 to 80 hours in Dragon Age Inquisition. I remember I made it to a point where I had to walk around some big town. And for whatever reason, I can handle big cities in small doses in video games. I'd rather be out in the wild exploring and finding ruins and waterfalls and stuff like that. I made it to some big city. It was one of the parts of the game where there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of talking and looking around for a certain character. And I just lost interest like that. I don't know what it was, because it's nothing against the game. It's still to this day one of my favorite games that I've played, but I just couldn't pick it back up. And I don't know why that is. This is one that actually hurts me because I love that game so much. I keep telling myself at some point, go back through and play Dragon Age Inquisition. You've never beaten it. You're going to enjoy it all over again because it's been long enough that I haven't played it. But let's be honest, I'll probably never touch it again. All right. Oh, man. You know, this feels good. This feels good to get this off my chest. So I'm glad you guys are out there listening. I know you're shaking your heads at me right now, but hopefully you have a game that's like this as well. Next up on this list, Zelda Breath of the Wild. Such an amazing game. I get it. It's incredible. If you've played it, then you know what I'm talking about. But I beat all four of the... it's been a while now, but I think they call them the Guardians or whatever the gigantic animal-like beasts are that help protect the world that you have to go kill because Ganondorf's corrupted them, or you have to purge them or whatever. They're up in the sky. They fly around, all that stuff, or they walk around. Yes, I did all that part. I made it literally to the part where you can, there's nothing left to do other than go to Ganondorf's castle and fight him, and I never touch Breath of the Wild ever again. Yes, it's a crime. I get it. I played it. I played 80 hours into this game, and I know that you don't have to beat all four of those big boss guys to go fight Ganondorf. They say you can do it right from the very beginning of the game. Good luck beating them, but you know, you got to at least do a few of these guys, and I beat all of them. I was on my way to his castle. And then it just fell off the face of the earth with me. I don't know. I know. I've got an issue. I admit that. How have I not beaten Breath of the Wild? I ask myself that all the time. And I know you're asking it right now as well, but I wish I had a good answer for you. I'm just going to blame it on my game ADD. All right. Well, I don't know. There are some other games that I have not beaten, but I'll be honest, I got to keep a little bit of respect here. So I'm going to stop at those. I feel like that's enough for one episode. I'm sorry. To those of you out there, yes, I get it. I fully expect some trolling from this one, but it feels good to get this off my chest at least. So, all right, that's it for me for this episode. Hopefully this one was a little bit fun. Don't make fun of me too much. And, you know, that's it. I will see you all on the next one. Bye-bye.